Hi, hi everybody. My name's Tari, and I'm here with a friend of mine, Corrine, and we're going to talk about angels tonight. What I want to share with you guys is, before we get started, I've been able to see and talk to angels since the age of 3. I thought everybody could do it, and then my mom told me, said, "No, you're a little different." So from that point on, it was great when I was growing up to be able to share with everyone and to tell them about their angels and what they were about. And to get information for myself. Imagine my dating life when I was 16. It's a lot better. One of the things that I realized too at a that I was supposed to help others see and talk to angels, their higher guides, and to help them with all their life choices. And so tonight, myself and I have a friend of mine, Corrine, we're going to help you and share with you our views on angels and what they've done, and we'd love for you guys to call in and ask questions too. Corrine is a great teacher and a healer. I know she's been psychic, been able to talk and see angels since. Well, Corrine, how long has it been since you've been able to talk to angels?
My first experience with angels was when I was 6 years old. And, like with most people, it happens, with some kind of a trauma or an accident that happens. And with me, I was ill and in the hospital and just really feeling, obviously as sick as can be and quite scared. I was six and I started crying, and immediately I felt angels around me. And I kid you not, I felt as if somebody was hugging me. And I instantly knew everything was going to be okay. And the pain was immediately erased from me, and it was just replaced with a sense of love and peace and safety. And that experience repeated itself again when I was 14, when a friend of mine passed away. And ever since then, I've been tuning into my angels and working with angel cards. And over the past couple of years, have been helping people and giving readings to people and receiving the messages that I received from my own angels and helping them along their path. So, and you have been a great teacher for me as well, Teresa. So I'm very excited to be on your show with you today. You've been a great teacher in our lives, in a lot of people's lives, and helpful in helping us tune into our own angels. And you've got some great gifts to share with all of us. So I'm helpful to be sharing this show with you now.
Oh, thank you, Corrine. She is amazing herself, you guys, because we do a lot of work together, do a lot of classes together, and talk to you. We do a lot of work with the angels and talking to them. One thing I want to talk about, Corrine, with you tonight is, a lot of people would like to see angels, but sometimes they come to us in different ways. So how do you feel about that? We see them, hear them.
Oh yes, I absolutely. I feel as though, a lot of times I believe that people, don't believe that their angels are around them because they need some tangible proof. They actually need to see an angel with wings standing in the room. But angels actually can come to us in a lot of different forms, through symbols, through signs. You can feel them around you. The air will change. You'll feel warmth around you. Some people have been able to actually see them in person, and they come in different, in different ways as well. Some people can actually hear an angel speaking to them. But most of the time, I believe that the most common form that people have experienced angels in their lives is just a sense of knowing. When there are those times when you're just driving, and all of a sudden you just know you need to change lanes, and so you do it, and all of a sudden an accident happens right in front of you, and you switch lanes and you miss that accident, and that's an angel that guided you to safety. So
Oh.
they come in lots of different forms. There it could be in a form of a music all of a sudden that you hear on the radio that just gives you the most profound message that you needed to hear at that time in your life. That's a sign from your angels. A lot of times I think people want to just see them. They say, how can we see them? How do we know that they exist? And when a lot of times when you do see them, it can happen in your dreams. So I think the best way to if you want proof that your angels are around you, just pray for it right before you go to bed. If there's anything that's on your mind, if you are going through something and you just need to know that you have the support of your angels, they'll come to you in your dreams. And that happened to me you know, in a very trying time in my life, which I share to you. You know,
well, share with everybody. Share with everybody.
I'm gonna share. Well,
that's a great story.
Yeah. Well, you know, with my, I was in a very transitional stage, which I was, you know, recognizing that I wanted to make spirituality a part of my life in a bigger way, in a stronger way, and I felt that calling inside my heart. And you know, like a lot of us do, you know, we're stuck in the job because we need the money and, you know, we need the stability and everything. And I had been feeling this push for such a long time. And it was a scary time because change is scary. And, but I knew I was going the right direction. I knew I needed to heed this calling from my angels. And, you know, one night I felt very weak and, you know, really lost and very scared and, you know, just very challenged with the decision that I needed to make. And I prayed before I went to bed and I just said, you know, if angels, if you're around me, please just let me know that I'm on the right path and just let me know that everything's going to be okay. I need some kind of sign. And, I said this from the bottom of my heart. I really needed a sign to know that I was going the right direction because, you know, I went to bed that night and I had a dream and two angels came to me in my dream. And this has never happened to me before. And they gave me their names. They said, this is Ezekiel. And the other one, the name started with an H and I couldn't remember what his name was, but I believe when I spoke to you about it, you said it was, Archangel Haniel.
Right.
And they told me everything was going to be okay. And, that you're on the right path. And, I woke up and it was the first time that I had ever heard my angel speak to me. It was just the proof that I needed. And I was just so grateful for that. I had never heard angels, you know, speaking in my head. People, you know, you always tell me that you hear angels all the time. And I have never experienced that. I'm like, why doesn't it happen to me? You know, it happens to everyone else. And it's like second nature for you, you know? And I believe that my angels, they knew that I needed some type of, harder proof so that I could carry on my path. And, you know, to this day, I'm very grateful for that. So, yeah, it was just a great dream and, you know, I'm grateful for it.
Oh, that's cool. Listen, I have a question for you because I know a lot of us, we want to see angels, but it can be a little challenging to see a big 7-foot angel walk in your room. And they don't have to be 7 foot, but a lot of times they are really big.
Right. So or in your kid, Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. See him walking my room.
He's the angel walking on this earth.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, it was, you know, so what I realized, and I always share this with people, that a lot of times, as you said, they come to you in your dreams. And sometimes when you ask what, and I know you and I have done this before with each other and with other people in classes that we teach, a lot of times they will talk to us and it might sound like our voice, right? Or, you know, or that kind of thing. Because when they come to us and they give us, you know, you ask a question and you get the answer, or you see them talking to you, it may sound like your voice or it may sound like something like your subconscious. Your angels will come to you a lot of times and do step gently, walk, you know, talk to you in a gentle way before you actually can see or hear them.
Yes, I agree. I think they know that we will, you know, some of us may freak out if all of a sudden we hear someone else's voice in our head, you know, and they don't want to do that to us. You know, they know that they need to come to us gently and softly. And when we're ready and we know that we are open to experiencing that, then they will show up in that way. But most of the time they do it in a very gentle way. So a lot of times when you get that nudge inside your head to do something, it's your angel sending you that sign and you'll hear it just like it's your own voice, you know, but it's still, a message from your angels. Tari, we actually have Tom from New Jersey who's on line one.
Oh, good.
We can take his call.
Okay. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Pretty good yourself, Tari.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you for calling. I'm going to turn it over to Corrine, and then she's going to answer your question, and I'll come back and do a reading with you as well. Go ahead, Corrine.
Hi, Tom. How can we help you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good, good, good. Is there a story that you'd like to share with us or something that you needed help with?
Well, I just had a question in general. Like, you guys kind of answered a little bit while you were talking, but like, when is it that really an angel's going to step in and like guide you a certain way? Because like, I for the longest time, I just feel like it's me guiding myself.
Well, you know what? They're always helping to guide you, but they will never interfere with your gift of free will. So. If you've asked free angels to help you, you have to be very specific in the ways that you want them to help you. So if you need help in your relationship, your career, or you're just trying to manifest something, a short-term, long-term goal, you need to be specific. And once you ask them for help, they will step in. So you can rest assured and feel confident that all you have to do is ask, and they are there without a doubt to help you. If you don't ask, they can't help you because they won't interfere with, you know, your own free will. But if you've asked, you can absolutely guarantee that they're there helping you.
May I add something to it, Karine, if you're done? So, Tom, you're looking to know that it's your angels and not you. Is that correct? Or you are that kind of thing? Is that what I'm understanding? Here's what one of the things to help you really establish a connection with them is, first of all, how do I say this? You have to have the attitude of gratitude. You know, be thankful for what you already have, okay? And she's really, and Karine said it better, it's like, be specific about what you want. And remember, the universe or your angels, your higher power, however you say it, is going to really respond to not what you say, but how you feel about what you say, okay? So that's one of the things that I know for a fact there. So if you're wanting like a love or a money, a better job, better life choices, prosperity, general or specific, then if you ask that question and ask your angels to help you, and then they're gonna answer you. But you really need to be specific about it and already be grateful. One of the other things that I feel with you is meditation would be really good for you. Karine and I talk a lot about that because that will help you establish a relationship with your angels. And how do you learn when you were in school? Did you learn auditory, visually? How did you learn? Do you mind me asking? Because that's usually the way your angels.
I learned through seeing examples.
Okay. Well, your angels will really communicate a lot of times with you with that. Ask them to send you a song if that's the right choice. Okay. And another thing is too is when you're talking to them and just asking for their help, feel how, like, let me give you an example. For me, I go, should I do this or should I not? And whatever, when I'm asking the question, I'll ask my angels, you know, and I teach people to do this. If they're not giving me an answer, and they usually do, but I'll teach people to say, does it feel expanded or contracted when you ask that question? It's yes or no answer. Mm-hmm. So that way you know that your angels are, like, giving you something that you can feel rather than, you know, and you're taking small steps to get to direct communication with them like that. You got to crawl before you walk, and you got to walk before you run. But you're on your way. So, and meditation is good. Doreen Virtue has a lot of great CDs. Angel Medicine, which has got a meditation on there for you, and that you can use. Meditations for Manifesting. That's a great one by Wayne Dyer. Do you have any suggestions, Corinne, for him for meditation?
I mean, you said it perfectly. I think the best way, and I know you feel as though you're making decisions on your own, and you're not sure if your angels are helping you through this. But the best way to know if they really are there, and to give yourself proof of that, is to really be in tune with your feelings. And you know what I do sometimes is, you know, I kind of play a little game inside my head, and it's kind of like ask my angels. You know, that's the game I'm playing, where I will sit there and. Whatever my issue is, or if I'm concerned about what the next step should be, I'll ask myself, should I do this? You know, should I, do business with this person? Should I, go to this party? Should I, you know, and then I wait for whatever the feeling is that comes next, and they will send you messages. Your feelings are the biggest, most clearest form of communication from your angels. And you'll either feel expanded or contracted, just like Tari was saying. You'll feel as though it's a positive thing for you to do, or you'll feel that it's a negative thing to do, and you'll feel contracted. So try that too, and practice with that, and you'll be able to establish a daily form of communication with your angels. And your angels will then find better ways to communicate with you once they know that you're opening the lines of communication with them.
One other thing, check Archangel Michael, because he feels like he's working with you. So Google him. That would be good. Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and you're a sweetheart. We appreciate it. Anyway, so that's some of it. That's some. Okay, so yeah.
All right, Tari, we have Vicky on line 3. We'd like to take that call.
Okay. Hi, Vicky.
Hi. Well, welcome to
How
BBS,
are you?
Both of you.
Aw, thank you so very much. What's your question?
Oh, you want me to ask? Oh, my goodness, I get to have a question. This is awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, I am very much in touch with my angels, but sometimes I don't get the message as clearly as I should. In the last couple of maybe 24 hours, I have been feeling that when I sell my home that I should not be buying a home. I should probably rent because I feel a bit unsettled about nailing my feet to the ground here in Georgia, and I was just wondering what y'all were picking up.
Okay, so you're from Georgia. Go ahead, Corinne, because I'll finish when you talk to her.
So you're concerned with actually buying a place. You're thinking that you should rent. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm going to be here for a while.
Right. The energy that I'm picking up is that there. It feels as though there's going to be a move. The energy doesn't feel like it's stable in Georgia. I feel as though the energy is. It feels as though that's probably the right thing for you to do, because the energy feels like you are going to move, and it doesn't feel like you'll even stay in Georgia. It feels like it's a move that's could be out of state,
mm-hmm.
And it feels like it's kind of going closer towards. I'm seeing like a map, and that's just the way I kind of get my messages. Is that it's kind of like a shift towards the left, which is like more centrally located. In the country.
Okay.
Tree, is that what you're picking up?
Well, I feel like you've got to move, Vicky. And I also, I think that you should travel light. I have a 2-hour rule. I can get to an airport or a new home within mm-hmm. 2 hours. So, joke. But, no, I know you got you've got children. But I think that your move is good. You may stay in Georgia for a little while and then you may move out. But the move is what I am seeing for you, and that's solid, okay? And I feel like you're going to be moving in the summertime. And we talked about that before, but that's
yeah.
what I feel for you, okay?
Yeah. So. Great. Well, thank you all so much. I'm enjoying you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so that was fun. Let's talk about the angels and how they can help us with issues. But before we go on, you told an angel experience, and I'll share one with you. This past summer, I was so sick, really, really sick. I thought I was dying. They had to take me to hospital. Remember, I told you about that. Everything was shutting down, and because I got swine flu and then got super sick after that. And I was laying there, and then I saw the angels come, and they were talking to me, and they go, "We're going to give you the gift," and they were telling me about the gifts. I go, "I don't care about those gifts. I want you to heal me."
Just make me better.
Yeah. Put your hand on my forehead and just zap me, you know? That's what I wanted to do. And no, they didn't do that. But anyway, long story short, if they did heal me, they just used doctors in a nice long stay in the hospital to do it for about a week and a half. And after that, I realized it was necessary because I met some amazing people and got some answers to some questions about my health and other things. But sometimes we don't understand why things are, why don't you just zap me to heal me, or why don't you just give me the money or give me the job or give me the guy or the girl. So what are your thoughts on that? Why do you think there's a delay sometimes when you don't get things?
I think that it has to do with exactly what you just explained, which is there's a learning experience. There's a process to your path, and you can't speed that up. You can't speed through the lessons in your life. You've got to go through them one by one and make sure that you've learned everything, because that's what we're here to do. That's the reason why, you know, we're here in this lifetime, is to learn and our soul's growth. So I believe our angels, even though we're pushing them just like you did, like, hurry up, just heal me, get me out of here. I don't want to feel this way anymore. They know that this is a part of your process and that you were going to receive great gifts, from staying there, and which you did. So, I believe that it just has to do with our growth, that there's a reason why something is being delayed. And when that happens, it's important to look at what you're going through and see why there's a delay. Maybe there's something that you haven't learned. Maybe there's something that hasn't quite healed within you first to be able to move on to the next step. And if you recognize what those blocks are, you know, it might be a fear that's blocking you or a pain that hasn't healed, then you can always ask for your angels to help you in removing those fears or those blocks from your life, because they will help you do that. And Archangel Michael is great with that. That's what I believe. That's, you know, delays, or just with growth, right?
I also know that sometimes, for myself, I realized that when I was in the hospital, and that's just one instance, I've got instances, and we all, both of us do, I'm sure a lot of people that are listening do as well, that I wanted some answers about a situation that I was going through, and I also wanted to lose 10 pounds, okay? What a way to lose 10 pounds, right? Yeah, not the way I'll choose again. I can promise you that. But also, I got real clarity on the direction that I was supposed to take with, you know, with my life, and got an answer about a question that I had been dealing with since I was a child. And I was like, okay, yes, I can do it. So sometimes when we get delays with our, you know, and things aren't coming to us as quick, you know, then we have to ask ourselves, okay, am I missing a step? Let's say we want you and I, you've got a boyfriend and I'm looking for a boyfriend. How about that? But anyway, I shouldn't say it like that, should I? But when we, he's looking for me, that's better.
That's right.
Right? Law of attraction.
That's right.
when things aren't coming to us as quick, like a guy or money or the job, then if we look at it like that's the, what you were saying, that's the end result, then maybe we're missing some steps to get to there. So you stop and you ask yourself, okay, what am I missing? What steps am I missing to get to that result? And right. then you can wait, because, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, past, present and future doesn't exist in here. It's a relative to our own experience, you know.
Right.
You're getting ready to have dinner in California where we're getting ready to go out for Friday night.
So, right.
It's a little different. But when they're not giving it to you right away, or you're not giving, and you really got to understand that we co-create everything we experience. And if there's any delay with it, sometimes it's because we're not taking the steps, or there's sometimes the angels, God, or however your higher power wants to give it to you in a bigger form. You know, like if you're looking for a 2000 and a new car, and you say, well, I need to get a used car because I got this job and I can't afford the payments. But then if you say, okay, and step out, get out of the way, because I think we're the biggest roadblocks, and say, okay, ultimately you would like to have a brand new car, and maybe you want it to be whatever, a sporty car or whatever you want. But if you move out of the way and say, okay, bring it to me in the best possible form, because when we get lost on the form, how it needs to show up for us, the results, then what happens is we delay the process sometimes. Don't you agree?
I completely agree with that. I think a lot of us, we get stuck on and how we want something to show up for us. And if we just move out of the way and say, and ask our angels just to step in, and you leave it in their hands, and you say, whatever is the best outcome that you see fit for me, I'm open to that in all ways and all forms, and you just let it go, it comes to you much faster and much, much better than you could have ever imagined for yourself. A lot of times what we think we want, the angels can give it to us even better, and that's what we really want. So I think that the easiest way is just to give it up to your angels, you know, and just wait. Tari, we've got Laura from New Jersey on line two.
Oh, okay. Hi, Laura.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Laura.
Welcome.
Hi.
Corrine's going to answer your question first, and then I'll come in and finish up with it. Go ahead, Corrine. What's your question?
Okay. Well, I have a question because I became aware of angels back in 1990. I had been hearing my name called out, but I hadn't focused on that. I hadn't even acknowledged that that was happening. And one day I was out and I saw a CD by ABBA Gold, and something prompted me to buy it. And I used to like ABBA, but I hadn't thought of them in a long time, but something prompted me to make this purchase. So I bought the CD and I took it home and I popped it into the stereo and I started listening to it. And I guess it was around song 3 or 4, but there's a song on there that says, there's words in it where they're singing, "I believe in angels."
Oh, wow.
And as those words came out, I realized that it was my angels who had been talking to me and calling my name out all along, and they were probably responsible for prompting me to buy that CD. And I started laughing because all of a sudden I acknowledged openly that I had been having my name called out by these angels all along, and I hadn't focused on it until that moment when I listened to the CD and heard the words.
Oh,
and through
wow.
the year, it's become more and more pronounced. And it's been a gradual thing, but it's been a long process. And now I get a lot of activity around me where the lights will blink occasionally. In my car, the overhead light it'll go off like it's exploding. I had a friend sitting in the car with me one day, and she got really spooked about it.
Oh.
My thing is, I never know whether it's my angels around me or whether it's my loved ones who have passed over, because I have a lot of activity that goes on. Like, there was a dish in my kitchen, and it was wobbling by itself, or a fork fell off the counter by itself. So I get things like that too, and I don't really know whether it's my angels or if it's a combination of the two. And I wondered if you could help me.
I feel that it's both. I feel that, you know, your experience inside that store, that call, you know, that calling inside of you that you knew you needed to buy that CD, that was definitely your angels, and they were trying to get your attention. They were trying to let you know that they're around you, they're here to help you, they're in your life, you have nothing to worry about. So that was just like a trying to get your attention thing, that inspiration. And then I feel with, you know, the lights flickering and the plate moving and the fork and all that, I feel that is loved ones that have crossed over, and also a combination of angels. I feel like the experience in the car with the radio, the radio moving. I feel as if that was your angels, but the plate and the fork, I think, is a loved one just trying to get your attention. That energy feels different to me. Tariq, what do you think?
I think you're right about that, Laura. What I feel, and this is something that we teach mediumship classes at, and how to tap into your angels at Angel Coaches, which Karina and I are both part of, and we do. So you might want to look at angelcoaches.com. But one of the things is to know the difference. First of all, do you ever smell roses or flowers or anything like that?
Yeah.
That's your angels. Okay. That's what they'll usually come to you in. It feels like you're maybe your mom. Is she on the other side? I don't know. Okay. Your mom. Cause that's what I'm feeling or seeing or sensing and everything like that. She's with you. And so she's, so that's your mom. Next time tell her to do the dishes, not just play with them.
Don't just throw the fork at me.
Do the dishes, right? You don't want you to cook the meal.
Or maybe she's there to tell you that the dishes are dirty and they need washing.
Yeah, right. So, that feels like your mother, and then your angels, the flowers, a lot of times they'll give you flowers. Or like you were saying, the song, you know, so they come to us in forms that we can understand and build on that. You're really very, very, very in tuned and a light worker yourself, aren't we all though? Here? So when you're, tuning into Angel Coaches, we've got some great classes there for you to take, and we've got a lot of free stuff too. Free is always good. I like. So anyway, thank you. But you got a lot of great stuff working for you, and, a whole new, let me just tell you this right now. You got a whole new avenue opening up with your spiritual work, okay? So just to give you a heads up about that, all right?
Okay. That sounds good.
Yes. When you can do spiritual work and have fun and work from passion, that's even better, you know? Hey, Karina. Thank you, Laura. We appreciate it so much. So, and we'll hope
thank you.
All right. Take care. Hey, Karina, let's talk about that. You want to? About working from passion and and can you imagine, I know that you went through such a big jump by leaving mainstream and working full time in your work now that you're doing spiritual work. And I did the same thing 2 years ago. I created an opportunity for me to work full time spirituality, doing spiritual work, because I did it always on the side. But it's this decision that, wow, when you do it and you can work with what you're passionate about, it doesn't have to be spiritual work, because every person that you meet is a spiritual contact. That's what Course in Miracles says, right? So let's talk about that, finding your passion. Are there angels out there that will help you find your passion and help you make a living at it or make money with it or, you know, be prosperous with it? Do you agree with that? Because you want to make money with your passion, because if you don't, it's a hobby and that costs you money. So it's always better to make money with it. What do you think about that?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of archangels that can help you with finding your direction, finding motivation, commitment and dedication to your life purpose. And again, Archangel Michael is really great with that. Your angels, if you put that request out there that you want to find your life purpose and you want to live your life with passion, all you need to do is just put the request out there to your angels, and they will send you the signs to help you figure that out. And, through inspiration, through all different sorts of avenues, and you just need to be open to receiving that. And you may already have an inclination of what you want to do, but if you're doubtful of it, you're not quite sure, you can. Archangel Michael is really great with that. I think Archangel Kemuel is also good with that too, for building strong foundations for careers. But I definitely think that when you live a life of passion, you create so much more abundance on all levels. It's such an important thing. You know, we all get so stuck in just going through the actions of daily life and not feeling really passionate about what we do. But even if you are, you've got what you think is a boring job or whatever, you can find passion in other ways in your life. You know, just think about the things that you love to do. Taking a walk, going to the beach, going around nature and connecting with your angels that way. All of those things will help you find passion in your life.
So you're saying, I think meditation is really key with that. So As I said earlier to Tom, meditation is for manifesting, came and talk, sorry. Say that real fast sometimes. And, Dwayne Virtue's got some great CDs out there, and you and I are creating some meditation CDs for manifesting. And I know others with angel coaches are doing that as well. But also, I think that when you're looking for you're dissatisfied and you're not where you want to be, that's where it starts. Because, you know, some people are just comfortable just staying, being in the same place, and that's okay too. So, some of the angels that will help you, Archangel Michael will help you with removing the blocks, giving you courage. Archangel Gabriel, she is great for getting your work out there. And you're like, well, Tari and Corrine, I don't know what my work is. Well, she's good at that too. So, and Samuel, Archangel Samuel, and we're going to do a class later on, I think, about the archangels and how they really, what their aspects of them, different aspects. And then also the law of attraction, because maybe you've got if people have a gift for writing, also singing, whatever it is, problem solving, communication. And when you get the law of attraction, it teaches you how to allow that into your life, right? So what's been your experience with that as well? So how does the law of attraction work for you? Because that's a good one, you know, and the angels can help us more when we let that work, right? Don't you think?
Yes, I absolutely believe that. I mean, the law of attraction, together with your angel's help, I think you can manifest anything. And it's just important to know, first of all, what you are trying to manifest. And again, be very specific and work with your emotions on that. Be very in tune with your feelings. Do meditations to help you, be more in tune with your feelings so that you can, create great miracles in your life. Tari, we've got Jerry from Montana on line one.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Tari.
How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Corrine. How are you?
Good.
Okay, Jerry, quite contrary. What's your question?
Yes. Well, actually, I have something to share with you first.
Oh, even better.
Okay. Well, also, I'll be your boyfriend in waiting, too, so you can quit waiting for that.
Okay. But, that's very nice. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate that.
Hey, she's got Matthew McConaughey waiting for her.
Yeah, Well, I've talked to you before about my habit of how I don't have road rage, but I have a habit of looking away at the wrong time. And
right.
Yesterday I just happened to be driving down one particular street, and the traffic was kind of spread out. I was, far enough away from the guy in front of me, but I looked off to the left for a minute to look at an old establishment that I'd worked at or whatever, and all of a sudden I heard in my head, it was, kind of sounds like it was a voice, but it didn't seem like it was in my head, outside my head. I just heard a voice, and I got like a electric shock all the way down my backbone, and it said, stop, and I just slammed on the brakes and turned around to look, and all I could see was this guy's back window right in my windshield. But I didn't slam forward. I didn't hear any crash. I didn't hear anything. But his car shot out, just like I had hit him and bounced him forward. And so I was sure that I'd hit him. And I kind of waited a few minutes and looked at him, and he didn't look back at me, and I looked at his bumper. There was nothing wrong. There was no sound that I could see. And then I thought, well, what about the guy behind me? And I looked at the guy behind me, and he was back a little bit of ways, and he would have run into the back of me. And he didn't give me any looks or gestures. And so I believe that Michael is with me all the time. And I just said, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. And I got one more word, and it was, look. And then I didn't hear anything anymore. So I got the message, but I really do believe that it was Archangel Michael, and I feel him closer to me than any. And usually at night when I do my meditations, I have one by Doreen Virtue, which is the angel therapy meditations.
Right.
And it's about an hour, and I listen to that every night, and then I also read the I Am Decrees. And reading the I Am Decrees you had given me a while back, I've had this long thing going on about my claim that I'm waiting to find something out about. Well, after reading the decrees for maybe a week and a half, I finally heard from the people I need to, and I have an appointment on Monday to see if we can't straighten it out. And I just want to know, too, is that going to turn out successful?
Yes, it's going to turn out really successful. Don't you feel that, Corrine, too?
Yes, absolutely. It's very positive. You're going to be fine. And you're learning so much, Jerry. I feel there's been like a shift. You've released the doubt. You've released the fear. And those I Am Decrees and the meditations have really been helping you kind of just release it to your angels and not because so concerned with, how it shows up for you. And because you did that, look what you manifested. It's very positive. You're going to be fine, Jerry. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. And it's coming soon. Very soon.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Jerry, I have to tell you, Corrine, that you guys both, we know Jerry, by the way, Corrine and I do. He's part of Angel Coaches. So that sounds like we really know each other. We really do. And every week, Jerry offers me to be my boyfriend, and I so appreciate it.
I might have to go away to get there, but
I know. You're a long way from Florida, but that's cool. So, but
it's warmer than Montana, anyways.
I know, but you got a little snow to travel through there.
Oh, it's not too far for love. It's never too far for love.
No.
Jerry's already been spoken for. He forgets that part. So anyway, what I feel with you though, Jerry, is, and you've been taking the classes, and you're on our Tuesday night calls, and because we have a teleseminar that's free for everybody, they can go to Angel Coaches and get the number. But you started out not being feeling like you could see angels, and people were telling you to see them, and you were getting readings, and you were talking, and over the course of the past year, right? Since your last birthday, last year, because you just had a birthday.
Yeah, it's been about a year.
Yeah, so now you've been able to tap into the other side. And he, and everybody who's listening still says, I don't think I'm that psychic. But what happened the other day? Didn't they poke you in the side, your buddy on the other side who was in the war with you? So is that
That's
yeah,
right.
And I feel, and I do feel it was more of an angel presence than somebody that I know or whatever. I don't know if they'd have been quick enough, but it was quick enough to do it in. And it had absolutely nothing to do with me because I would have just kept on staring until I hit the guy. And,
there you go.
So it was that quick that it had to be somebody. And like you said, I've been trying to listen to my angels and my spirit guides, and now I've been finally hearing things. Usually I get either not so much visions, but I'll get symbols or in dreams or whatever. There'll be something that pertains, if you put it all together, by the next day it kind of makes sense or something. And I don't know if that's the way they're trying to give me the messages so that I'll understand them and not get freaked out because I got voices in my head. So, I feel like I've come a long ways.
You have, and you're accepting it, too. So, okay, anyway, and I'm glad you called in. Oh, thank you.
Thank you for sharing,
Tori.
Yeah, and I know everybody on there that's listening. That's wonderful. Okay, so anyway, Corrine, so, you know, Jerry's grown a lot. We've all grown a lot. But let's talk about some of the, what's the difference between archangels and ascended masters, okay, and spirit guides? So people know the difference of them because we see and talk to them all. In bottom line, they're all light beings, and they're high vibration, and that's always a cool thing.
Right. Well, spirit guides are, you know, light beings that have lived upon the earth in a human form at some point in time, and they've been trained in the spirit world to guide us and help us on our path. Guardian angels have not, and they have been with you since birth, and they'll stay with you throughout your entire life until you transition back into the spirit world. And archangels are like the guardians of the angels and the guardian angels. They're kind of like the overseers, and they have the ability to be in multiple places simultaneously. So we don't have to be afraid that, you know, if I'm calling on Archangel Michael and you are too, who is he going to come to first? He's going to come to all of us at the same time. And all archangels can do that. And I know, it's kind of cool.
I want to share this. I was doing a workshop one time, and it was with a bunch of lawyers, and they said, "Well, let me ask you a question. How when I go over to heaven, he calls it heaven, whatever. He goes, do I have to punch a time clock, or can I still work like I was now? I go, Cal, it'll be even better. You know what I mean? And he goes, and how's the archangels? Archangels with me, it's with her, it's with, you know, how can they be with so many people at once? I go, like you said, they can be simultaneously in different places. And by the way, what the cool thing is when we get to the other side, you know, the loved ones that transferred over, they can be with your mom, your sister, your many members of your family, because they're not limited by the physical body any longer. How cool is that? No more,
right.
10 pounds, no more 10 pounds to lose, huh? How about
right.
that? Good. So, anyway, but they're there to help you. And the most important thing is to realize one of the things, and I think people forget this because, or maybe they've never even, they don't know it. It's all about law of attraction. And I'm really, really firm on this. And I know you are as well. If you want something in your life, then you really got to believe it, that you can have it. And everything that we've created this point in our life, we've created ourselves. Okay. We can create from ego, or we can create from a higher vibration. So ego, I always say, is even God out. And maybe you don't believe in God. Maybe you just believe in a higher part of yourself, or, you know, and that's okay too. But what I'm saying to you is, like, anybody that's listening, if you acknowledge first that you create everything that you've got in your life, and be grateful for the good stuff, you know, and also the stuff that hasn't worked for you, it taught you to, you know, to fine tune things so you can get more of what you want, or what you choose. And if you get that and realize that first, then sometimes the biggest roadblock is not that the job isn't coming, or that there's a problem at work with somebody at work or in your business, or your man or your woman's not calling you or responding to you like you'd like her or him to. Maybe it's your own self, your own blocks that you put up. You know what I mean? And if you move out of the way, the angels can really bring it to you. A great CD that I think is Esther and Jerry Hicks called The Law of Attraction. They've got so many of them out there, but that's wonderful. I know people say The Secret. I like The Secret, but I think the Esther and Jerry Hicks, The Law of Attraction, the CDs that they have really break it down even more. What do you feel about that?
I completely agree. They give you really great tools. They help you to, you know, understand that it's just not about, I mean, it is that you're asking your angels, but you really have to be, you know, you have to know what you want and, you know, and have a clear idea of what it is that you're trying to manifest in all levels of your life and have a good understanding that everything that we experience in this life is of our own creation. And again, you know, you can create it from your ego or you can create it from your higher self place. And the law of attraction helps you to come from your higher self and be able to manifest things on a positive level so you have positive changes in your life. And eliminate all delays and get what you want. Tari, we've got Michael from Missouri on line 3.
Oh, okay, cool. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Thank you so much for waiting. I know that was a little bit of time. How can we help you?
Well, I had a near-death experience when I was 3. And all of my life, I kind of had the awareness of how things are going to manifest in my life. And I've been quite successful at times. I grew my business. I knew I was going to be doing, working with, families. And so I grew my business over 10 years. This off of an idea that I just had, it just like it came to me. And I saw my business when I crossed over at 3 and I came back.
Oh,
and it was so profound that where it just led me to do the things that I've always have done. The problem sometimes I have is that if I know that A is coming, but B is kind of slow, I don't know how to relax and to let things unfold naturally the way things are supposed to. And that's what gets me in trouble sometimes. I'm an A-type person. I'm a workaholic, and sometimes I don't meditate like I should because I think everyone should be on my same page and should know exactly what I know. How do I work through those challenges? Any suggestions that you may have?
Doreen, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was waiting to see if you were going to go. I think it has to do with faith and knowing that everything happens in divine timing. And we may think that, you know, A, B, and C needs to happen in this timeline in order for us to be happy, but we're missing the bigger picture here. And you just have to have faith. When you have faith and you release the outcome and any expectations, you actually will manifest something even better and faster in your life. And you just have to believe that. It's what we've been talking about, which is, you know, that there's a process to everything. You can't rush the process. There's something that you might be missing if you rush to get to B, you know, to get to C before you even, you know, experienced A and B. So, and just have faith that there are some great gifts that are being presented through this process. And meditation will help you to be able to relax into that and release all expectations. I think that's very important. Once you do that, because your expectations and your need to control the situation is what is creating the block for you. And so you've got to work at releasing that within yourself. And again, meditation doesn't need to be that, you know, you've got to sit with your legs crossed in a quiet room and, you know, chant Om all day. It could be just when you're driving in your car, just take that time and just relax your mind. And, you know, you can ask your angels to come in and release the blocks for you. Or it could just be when you're doing grocery shopping. It doesn't have to be an extreme ritual. And you'll find that when you don't put that kind of pressure on meditating, you'll do it a lot more often.
That's great. And by the way, Michael, I feel like you play a lot of racquetball, I think, or racquetball. So that's a form of meditation for you. Okay. So, and if he feels like he's going on a trip, successful trip, by the way. Thank you. Corrine, we're going to have to close up in just a second. So, I think we're almost done. And
thank
Michael,
you.
Thank you. We've got a great, and go to angelcoaches.com if you want a reading with myself and Corrine. We can do a reading with you together. We also have great classes coming up over at angelcoaches2.com, and we've got a free teleseminar that teaches you how to manifest. And we've got some great classes or great calls coming up here in the next few weeks that we'll talk to you about. What are some of them, Corrine, really quick? Because
We've got the Law of Attraction and Manifesting Abundance in All Avenues of Your Life. We've got a class on connecting with loved ones who've crossed over, 7 Secrets for Attracting Abundance and Success, Archangels and How They Can Help Us, Dreams and Dream Interpretation, and lots more. So just visit the website and you'll see the classes that are coming up.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So you guys
all right, have a good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.